at this day, I was number, I think, 5 or 4 on the agenda, which meant that for the group of ministers, I think they had to talk before me. So I really apologize for the lateness, but at least I was able to raise our two bills, our ministers also present, and so hopefully to be able to process these two, at least these two. Now, remember, we're still waiting for to vote on the protected areas bill. We're still waiting on the tagging thing to be sorted out. Wait, Suleika? Suleika? I want you to write a letter to the Speaker's office and ask that we would please like to know whether the tagging of the protected areas bill, which has already been voted in Parliament, so the answer can be voted on to be sent to. Just write a polite letter so we can see how far that process is. Then, depending on how we go today, I'm looking at still maybe having hearings on that water restriction bill, which is not my highest priority, but today. I don't like work hanging in the air. But I'll let you know about that, seeing how we go. Now, if you try and summarize where we are with these bills, you'll remember that we asked for a few further amendments to NEMLA 3. They were made, and they came to me, I've looked at them, and I've asked that that bill be sent to you. So hopefully you've got it. Then the national water one, I threw my toys out of the cot, I screamed and shouted for a while and then told them how to fix it, and they did, they meaning DA, not water, and I then made further things that weren't ready. Now, they did send back the latest to me, but those little technical things that hadn't been, and I haven't checked on that, but I'm going to let Chileka circulate that to you. That includes a letter to the Speaker asking for permission, the bill, the memo, and then you do remember you have the opinion already. We have looked at. So after this meeting, if Chileka's got the package ready, I'm going to sign the letter to the Speaker, send it to him, and you will also have all the documentation. I will check the final, but they were technicals. I don't think they were like commas and full stops. So I don't think there should be a problem, but I'll just check it again, and if there is something, we'll fix it up. So that really helps us with all those two major bills that we're doing with DMR. Then I've also been given a draft slide presentation, which on the weekend I just sat on the computer making some changes and things. It's a very long presentation. I haven't looked at it again, and they may even, I haven't looked at it in a way to remove stuff and so on. I just try to see if there's things missing. But I'm going to let them send this, email this to you so long. At least you have something to work on. Please just note that I have not really checked through this. But that's not important. You guys can get through that yourself. So make sure that it's checked. And as I said, it's got like something like 40 slides or something. It's more than you ever want to present in the caucus or any case. But, so that will go to you guys so that you're now ready with the whole package. Plus, you can do your things for your caucus presentations. All right. So hopefully that helps everyone with that stuff. Now, you also remember I was a bit dubious that these fellows who can't fix up a water bill with the Department of Water would have the ability to fix up a very complex bill like a waste one with some very concepts. But I had a chance to sit down with the department that evening and vented my frustrations a few times on them. And then they went back and actually drafted a magnificent piece of work. Maybe I'm a shout and scream more often, and maybe it helps a bit better. But I was really, I mean, all the kind of really issues that were worrying me, I mean, we were able to discuss it, and they were able to come up with solutions to that. I then look through that and just send them some notes to further clean up things and some questions. Now, the problem is I've not had a chance to look at that draft, so we're going to do that together now. I mean, so whatever they've done after my second round of stuff, we'll go through the whole bill now. But just remind you, there are basically two issues. It's really the definition of waste, which I now am exceedingly happy, and that Mark was trying to push at me and get around giving me a decent definition. You remember last time he absolutely tried to pull the wool over my eyes. But luckily, although he gets paid more than I, he conceded at the end that he changed it. And I think we're now going to start having a nice definition. When you go through it now, you're going to be very surprised. And then the big issue, of course, of remember the waste streams of the levy issue, and how do we solve that, and we thought as an agency. But what was missing from the bill is, of course, the trigger of the levy, because you need to have authority in the bill that government can set those levies and how it go about. And they now dropped a magnificent, I asked something and then they have put 3 pages of really good detail on how this is going to work, and it's tremendous. So that's there. The one tricky issue still, which I asked them to look at, which I don't know how they've done it because I've not read it now, I didn't read this now, is this issue of the transition. What happens to those waste streams that are there already? And you know, particularly the ones where we've allowed those people to raise levies, which we all think is unconstitutional and so on. So how do you regularize? You now have a proper way of dealing with the matter. How do you regularize those that already exist? And we said in my discussion with them that really we must put transitional arrangements and then say these are the kind of things that need to be done. And the main thing that needs to get done is, of course, the issue of the levy. I mean, how do you regularize? Because you're going to have to tell them that what they have in their plans now is wrong. They're not allowed to raise those levies. In fact, I'm told in practice, in fact, wherever they're asking people to pay the levies, people are refusing in any case. I mean, I think someone said so. Was it you, Mark? Or deregistering, or whatever. So exactly because of where there's no government obligation. I mean, if I had my lawyers, first thing I'd say was just don't pay the bloody thing together. Because they don't have to take you to law, they'll have to prove that they acted legally. And so that I think is going to be the more technical problem, but we'll see how they help that down with that. So that is really, if we can go through these amendments now and we're happy with them, then we're actually ready to vote on it. Similarly, Mark and them will draft a slide presentation for us. I think they've drafted already. I just haven't had a chance to even make you look at it. No, that's just your... Is that the slide presentation? Yeah. No, that is your presentation. That's not what I'm talking about. It's your slide presentation, the caucus. I thought I saw you done around one already.
Yeah.
Not this one. This is the presentation. But that I'm not going to look at today. I'm not wasting my time with that. We're just going to go through the whole. I don't let you explain anything to us. So that's where we are. And if we can go through this bill now, and we finish it, then that's it. Any issues and so on before we start? Right. If I'm right, it's version 9.02.2014. Is that it? It's in color, so it's yellow. The first page, the views, expenditure, da da da. I hope that's all correct. Just check that that's all correct. We'll come back to the long title. Amendment of Section 1 of Act 59 of 208. Section 1 of the National Environmental Management Waste Act 208, Act 959, 208, year and after is the principal as amended by National Environmental Laws of the Second Amendment Act of 20 years hereby amended. It's actually amended also by the third, isn't it?
See, we were not sure whether this would go through first or...
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit tricky.
Yeah.
But in effect, it's really speak to the drafters and so on, okay, to see if we need to make a reference to that or not. Because even if one goes before the other, it doesn't really matter. They're going to come in operation almost at the same time. And clearly, there are amendments to that act that will affect this one. So just check that for us, okay? What about the third? The definition? Now, obviously, I've suggested to them, they're giving us one definition, and all these definitions that were in the act, the general waste definition, the domestic waste, the business waste, all those definitions. I've said, once we've got the big definition, we don't then need all those definitions. So you'll see that they're deleting all those, okay? So if you're going to be happy with the big definition, then those will all go fall by the way. In fact, all those are now being included in the schedule in any case, so they just repeat it somewhere else. And maybe a slightly amended, maybe not even amended, but they're wrong. They added to, in terms of the
including the...
Yeah. All right, so that's why all those are being deleted. Then employment practice, that wasn't there before. That's obviously part of those, remember, employment agreements that we want them to have different employment conditions, so that's why they're clearly using this definition. Then that definition is also removed. Reuse. The whole. Enforcement of. Or specific articles. Reuse means utilize. No, then it'd be an or, but let me just look. Utilize the whole. A portion of. Or specific articles from the waste. That's the whole waste stream. For a portion of the waste stream for specific articles from the waste stream. Okay? So that seems correct. Now, here's the definition of waste. I don't know why it's not colored in. Oh, because that's not changed. Those words haven't changed. So we're keeping on, what we're trying to do here is this. We're trying to keep the basic definition as an overall definition. So it captures everything about waste. But what we try to do then, as you'll see on top of page 5, says, includes all waste as defined in Schedule 3 for this act. So we'll go to Schedule 3 now. So what we've done, we've now listed them. So it includes that. So it can be wider than what's in. If we left out something in 3, we can still come, it can still be provided. But how will it be provided? It will be provided for in B, that your minister can then... if it's not in Schedule 3 now, the minister can do it. Okay? But what is not waste? Once an application for its reuse, recycling, and so on has been approved, or after such approval, once it is or has been reused, recycled, or recovered. So you'll see approval that it's no longer a waste stream, that is now being, there's authorization, so from that moment onwards, of course it won't be. But of course if you reuse it, then so on it will also not be. And where there's no approval required, then of course if you use it or recycle it or recover it, then also it stops being a waste. Okay, that's now nice and clear. Also, by the way, we've looked at the UN and the European Union's wording, and what they have a very short little definition. So they, I mean, obviously, to try and get them to agree to something, they can't get specific. But what is interesting is that it's waste is usually what is discarded or disbanded, or what is intended to be discarded or disbanded, or required to be discarded. So there's three elements to it. We didn't have the intended there, we put it in here. Okay. In fact, that should be colored, but okay. Then, the other two is also where your minister exempts a particular process to generate waste from the definition, or where it excludes any portion of waste from the definition of waste. So, if you have the definition, then you have the list are included, then the minister can add to it, but the minister can also exempt or exclude from it. Okay, so that spells it out nicely. Or, if you have a license and you use it, or you don't have a license and you don't need a license and you use it, then also those are not waived. I think that makes it much clearer now. And of course, to understand that, you then have to go and read also the definition of recycle, reuse, and recover. Okay. Now, let's go back to Schedule 3 at the end. 31. I don't think we're going to read all this, but just to give you a taste of it. What we've done in the schedule, they've divided it up into two categories. Hazardous waste, and then general waste. Okay? And if you see there, category A is hazardous waste. Then there's a definition of hazardous waste. Hazardous waste, da-da-da, all that stuff, which we already had in the previously. But then it's important to say, and includes, okay? Then it includes business waste, it includes residue deposits, residue stockpiles, you go to the other places, etc., etc., on page 35. So your hazardous waste includes that. And under each of those definitions, business waste, we've now taken the European example, and we've now listed waste from agriculture, and we say what it is there. Waste from wood processing and production of panels, and put it there. Waste from leather and fur, put it there. Waste from petroleum refining, and put it there. And you know, all the technical stuff, waste from inorganic chemical processes, and listed all this kind of stuff here. Waste from organic chemical processes, listed all that. Waste from thermal processes, list all that. Waste from photographic, waste from manufacturing, waste from chemical surface, waste from shaping, oil waste and waste of liquid fuels, waste of organic solvents, other waste not specified in the list, construction waste, waste from human or animal, waste from waste management. And that's all your business waste that fall under hazardous waste. Okay? You see, forms a nice, it's much clearer. And then you, of course, have residue deposit and residue stockpile, which is what we just dealt with in the other bill. And then, but there's an include under residue stockpile, and then your waste resulting from exploration, mine, da da da, they listed there. Plus, and that's it for your hazardous waste. Okay? You can see that now makes it, helps your local government, it helps everyone a little bit more to understand it. Of course, don't spell out every single waste that comes from that. But at least you now start understanding that waste from incineration of all pyrolysis of waste. Those processes are now part of the definition of waste. Okay? So it's going to help us somewhere in dealing with it. And then on page 36, it's your general definition of waste. Now there's one big definition there that says general waste. And it says it includes domestic waste, building waste, business waste, earth waste, or any other classified. And then under that it says business waste means waste that emanates from the premises, includes all that. So you have two types of business waste, one hazardous, one general. Hazardous, all those, and then your usual things that come out of the building and so on, that's your other waste. And then building and demolition waste, domestic waste. I see we don't have in earth waste yet. Where? Which page?
In earth waste is part, it's if you go to the heading of general waste.
Yeah, but what you've done under that, you put general waste and you full stop. Then you describe each of those there, but you've not described earth waste.
Okay.
And you've not described E either. Okay, then. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're not discussed D or E. Yep. Okay, Ms. Owen.
Okay, just for my own clarity, in both between hazardous and general waste, the wording is exactly the same. If you're going to say the waste of photographic industry, the wording is the same under hazardous and it's the same under general. Which is it? It's not confusing.
No, okay, it shouldn't be the same.
In the next... Sorry, Chair. If you look in the next column, so the heading will be the same, waste from agriculture, horticulture.
The big heading will be the same, the small one.
But these A, B, C, D, so there are processes which produce both general waste and
have the process that is required.
Based on photographic, and then which number is it? Over weight in general?
Chair, the understanding that I can tell you is that in that photographic process, part of the process, some chemicals from there will be hazardous, and there could be other things like dishes and other things that could be general. So we listed broad categories of those.
Yeah, but we can't do that. Because after then, if you say it, if you want to say it's the it's waste from the chemicals used in the photographic, that's one thing. And then in the next one, you say it's waste from the photographic, and it's excluding the chemicals. You'll have to do it like that. We won't be able to. There may be a few like that. We want you to check that, tighten it up. Then also, in the same column, we usually say waste from, but there's a few of them where it doesn't say that. So for the, where was this one? There was, like here under 14, under general. One of those used the word waste in the beginning, but it doesn't indicate you as waste. So that's to say, waste of the end of life vehicles, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? So, what we need you to do here to tighten this up is firstly to do something about those two definitions that you haven't dealt with. Secondly, definitely not have the same wording in two places. And thirdly, that we deal with these things the same way we say waste from. Okay? Those are the three. We're going to deal, of course, with all the specifics of it. Hopefully in time and practice it will work out better and we'll start removing it and so on and so on. But I think what we've got now is something much better than we've had previously, and it, you know, and I expect there will be in future more amendments of this, but at least now we have a much clearer framework of waste, and hopefully some of these debates we have now we can at least debate specifically with Mr. Raja or Dr. Raja when he wants to exclude a process. We say where, he can show us, and then we say, well, what do we think about that? And then if we still don't think that, we say, well, then there are now exemptions and exclusions that minister can give, so we're going to flank the minister to exempt or exclude your process, you know. So I think that would as well. So we need that tightened up, okay? Right, you got that? Everyone happy with that so far? Okay, let's go back again to... Okay, so that was waste, and then a whole long definition there, and it seems all right for us. Then, paragraph 2, well, there's nothing there, it's just a reference to a bill. Then we go to page 9. This is where it starts getting fun. I don't know why this is not all color. This was never in the bill, this stuff, wasn't it?
I think that what I did is I removed the colours when I from our initial meeting, so these should still be in colour. What is reflected in
a whole new chapter?
This is a whole new chapter, so it should all be coloured. But what I've reflected, the corrections that you made.
Is what I asked you to overwrite.
Correct.
The act, okay. So at least you can all look at the act. But in any case, just know that this whole chapter on chapter 3A, financial provisions, all this is brand new. So we're going to read all of it, okay?
Yeah.
Document 5,
check.
You must make sure that I haven't missed anything else then on these other stuff. Because if you only change what I've changed and accepted things, you must remind me which are the things that then are
head chair, what's new in clause three? You've already been through many of those. But if I can point out in clause three,
have I missed anything from the previous one, which is new? Yes. Which
the committee asked us at the last time to deal with the issue of in clause three, the MEC approving rather than a change it to endorsement. So you'll see there's consequential.
Oh, they're part of those square brackets.
Yes. So they're all there in square brackets. So that is from the last meeting the committee requested. These others on page 7 are consequential.
So the rest is all...
Yeah, the one of substance is on page 6.
So you'll in any case just be able to see all the amendments. You look at the square brackets and the lining in any case. Okay? Even if you don't look at the colour, that is a possibility. Alright, so let's go to chapter 3A. Financial provisions, waste management charges, pricing strategy for waste management charges. The Minister must, with the concurrence of the Minister of Finance, by notice in the Gazette, establish a pricing strategy to achieve the objective of this Act in relation to waste management or any waste stream in 3 months of the commencement of this Act. Okay? 3 months of commencement, you do that. The pricing strategy is to maintain the basis and a guiding methodology or methodologies for setting waste management charges, including for the funding of the implementation of industry waste management plans for those activities that generate specific waste streams, the reuse, recycling, and or recovery of waste in previously disadvantaged communities, such as including the funding of, right? So it doesn't mean it includes in any other communities. The identification, further development, and promotion of best practices and minimization, reuse, recycling, recovery of waste, implementation of approved guidelines, norms, and standards for the minimization, reuse, recycling, recovery of waste, monitoring the implementation and impact of the industry waste management plan, creation of incentives and the management of the disbursement of incentives for the minimization, reuse or recycling of waste, or the monitoring of the impact of incentives provided. So that will all be in a plan that has to be tabled 3 months after the outcome of the operation. The pricing strategy may differentiate, so this is how it could differ. Differentiate in respect of different geographic areas, including on the basis of socioeconomic attributes in the area in question, the physical attributes of each area, or the demographic attributes of the area. Then there's an or or and there. It's left out. In respect of different types of uses, including on the basis of the manner in which the waste is generated or disposed of, whether it's reused, recycled, or recovered, or whether any previous disadvantage group is impacted upon or derive any benefits they fall. The pricing strategy may provide for a different rate for waste management charges, including the plate on the basis of the characteristics of the waste disposal, of the volume of toxicity. Why do you put those two in one sentence? Volume and the toxicity are two totally different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's put those two.
Okay.
The nature and extent of the impact on the environment caused by the waste disposed of, or the extent of approved deviation from prescribed waste standards or management practices. Before setting a price tag for waste management charges and subsidies, the minister must publish the notice of the Gazette setting out the proposed pricing strategy and inviting written comments to submit on the proposed strategy, specifying an address to which the basis of which comments are to be submitted, which date may not be earlier than 60 days after publication of the notice, and consider what further steps, if any, are appropriate to bring the content of the notice to the attention of interested persons and take those steps which the minister considers to be appropriate. The minister must consider all comments received on or before the date specified in the notice before publishing the final notice of the Gazette in 50 days of the date commentator subsection 7A2. Application of pricing strategy and act of parliament to give effect to necessary elements of the pricing strategy contemplated in section 13A is to be tabled in accordance with the provisions of section 77 of the constitution within 3 months of the publication of the pricing strategy contemplated in section 13, including data on. Can we say 3 months from publication? Because there's a whole process after publication. Surely it's 3 months after the final thing has been adopted. Because how will Treasury be able to do something on something that's half-baked?
Yeah, that's why we refer to 13A7B, because in 13A7B it talks about before publishing the final notice.
Oh, okay. Why did I think 7A? The previous sentence is 7A. Oh, 7B, okay. No. Alright, I misread that. Including detail on the imposition of waste management charges, determination of waste management charges, procedures for the collection through the national fiscal system, and procedures for the appropriation and allocation of such funds, referred to in paragraph C for the work of the agency and the implementation of any approved industry waste management plans or to do waste treatment outlined in this act. So can you see now how we have now set out? You get a plan, you go through processes, and you pass the act, and then that act will then tell you who collects the fiscus collects the money, how they give it to the agency, and then the agency deals with it. If you look later on, it comes to the agency, there's then a clause that should say that regulation must be provided, how the agency will then deal with their money to those people. So this is the outside the agency, and then there'll be processes inside the agency as well. Okay? Oh, why is section 7 under chapter 3A? Should it be like that? I mean, 6 is, 13A is now smack bang in the middle of 6. And 6 has disappeared.
6 is on the bottom of page 8 here, and
the 12 6 is in the bottom of page 8, and there's nothing after that.
Now then page 9 is the actual text. The bottom of page
9. No, page 9 can't be.
You know, page 8, it says insertion of chapter 3A in Act 59 of
2. Oh, so then that included.
That's 6. And this whole text that you just read is actually clause 6.
Oh, okay. That'll be in at 13, which is between 13A, which is between, no. It's 13A, between 13 and the next one is 28, so that is the right place. Okay. All right. Well, we wake up. Or I wake up as we go. Are all these amendments there that are underlined?
I'd say these should be colored yellow. These are substantive amendments.
Oh, this is 28.
This is 28.
Yes. This should also be in color. Remember this one where it's a national one that the minister will do that, and then it's a specific provincial one. So, and we've also added a consultation process with provinces, because that wasn't there previously. So it will read, when exercising the power in, the power isn't at one already. Now this is the consulting. When exercising the power in terms of section 1, the minister must consult every MSC of the province affected by the waste in question, or where the waste management activity is conducted prior to taking a decision whether to approve the industry waste management plan or not. So we created now a specific consultation process there, because those that are cross-cutting can of course only be done at national now, okay? And then for the provinces, the MSC with the concurrence of the minister may respect any activity not contemplated one, okay? So that is the ones that are not cross-cutting, and which only affect that province concerned, that result in the generation, and then it uses the usual procedures, okay? So I hope that that's now more clear. We don't have this possibility that you can have every province that's going to create waste plans where there are waste plans already, and just completely the whole job creation that all gets messed up because you're undermining the extremes that already exist. Then by the deletion of 3, I imagine last time they had amendments there, but I imagine what happened is that when you relook the clause when I ask you questions about it, you're rather deleting it now.
Yes, Chair, it's really a duplication of the provisions that we've already made in 1 and 2.
Right, and the rest of those amendments there are just consequential. Okay? So that's your second big issue. So it's your waste definition. It's your whole pricing strategy for the waste thing, and then, of course, who has got the power to do it. And then you can just go on the pages everywhere. It's just small amendments of technical nature. Then it brings us to the agency. Now, I, in my own mind, have not yet decided whether we should call it an agency, maybe call it a unit. But let for now keep it as agency. The problem with, you know, using the word agency, it has certain meanings and it has baggage. So you don't use the same thing. Even if you've written different things in the act, you know, you may start getting yourself into huge problems. And so I'm not so keen on the agency part of it. I'm going to discuss that, okay? I'm thinking of unit or something like that. But what is important is that I've reworded one to make it very clear. An implementation agency dealing with waste management is hereby established within the department and a juristic person and will be known as, okay, the word national is put in there now, but National Waste Management Agency. Now, as I've said, I would prefer that we look at this thing as calling it a unit or something, but it is something in the department. We would want to give it a different name in the sense that it's not just another chief director or something. Although that's really not the waste management director. All right, but think about what name we're going to give it. I think agency's got too much baggage, okay? And if we then have another name, we don't have to necessarily then put the national name, because the Act makes it very clear that it is the national. And then the rest of the wording is here just to comply with the Public Management Act. The Waste Management must comply with provisions of the Public Finance Act 1999. Then we put up front the policy and the supervisory power. The minister must, after consultation with the agency, determine and publish the policy. Remember, we've got all this in the source. We've done this, so I'm not going to repeat that. Again, 34C is exactly, except with these amendments being made here, exactly the same as we passed in source. The only thing I wanted to ask you, I see you use the word service. And also, we always just use standard. Standards and norms.
Yeah, Chair, we wanted to be to differentiate between the technical standards. So there's like labeling standards and standards related to how a particular chemical is actually treated and disposed of from the standards of service delivery that we expect the
so elsewhere in the Act you've got that there are also other standards.
Correct. Yeah, we're just trying to differentiate between the two. Thank you, Chair.
Otherwise, everyone will go back to those and say that was meant to be here. Those norms and standards don't have to be included in. Are they going to be binding on how this thing operates?
No, those norms and standards are regulations under the regulations of the, and under the Act.
They're not going to apply to this.
Yes, they will. One of the functions, as you will see, with this agency is to provide that specialist support in the development of those norms and standards. You'll see it in the object for
the point, the only question I'm asking is, is it going to be binding? But what we're dealing with the supervisory powers of the ministry, we don't put it here. That means that's not binding. And she cannot intervene in terms of this clause in those things. All I'm asking is, are those norms and standards binding on how this structure operates? If not, then it doesn't need to be there. If it is, then it has to be there.
No, Chair, those norms and standards are binding on the industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
On the generator and holder of the waste.
Okay. then those other clauses are exactly the same. I'm not going to read through those. Then objects, the objects agency are to function as an implementing agent for the department in respect of for the department. Within. If I get that right, then everywhere, I'm not going to repeat this, but go through all these things and make it very clear that it's within, not for the department. Within the department in respect of matters dealing with the agency in terms of act. Remote.
Promote.
You know you've got that thing open now, there's a draft on it. I'm going to get sick. And then they're going to be happy. Because you don't have to sit anymore. I think this is a trick by you as a member to promote and facilitate minimization of use targeting waste. Manage the disbursement of incentives and funds that derive from waste management charges contemplated in section 7B and 34D for the minimization of use of cycling recovery, transport, storage, treatment, and disposal of waste and the implementation of waste management plans. Monitor implementation of industry waste management plans and the impact of incentives, and provide special support and advice in the development of waste management plans, tools, instruments, processes, systems, norms, standards. I'm going to have to be involved.
And.
Man.
And municipal waste.
And municipal waste management practice building references. Now, where's the municipal thing that shall go on?
That's the capacity building, municipal waste management capacity building program.
Where is that?
That's page 20, last phrase. And then it's taken from the objects and further elaborated in C, 34EC, under functions. And then G. Teacher, in the case of municipalities, there are two aspects to capacity. The one aspect, which is the aspect that Salva raised in the public hearing, which was directly related to assisting them to develop the integrated waste management plans, which is G. But the other aspect of capacity building programs at municipal level is to build their technical capacity to actually manage the waste from pickup to the storage and separation point to with that portion of the waste going to recycling and the portion which is to be disposed of into the landfill, and then the management of the landfill. So there's a whole hierarchy of waste.
At the where is level. The building of capacity in this unit to be able to assist them? Where do I read that?
No, the building of capacity in this unit is in the recruitment of staff.
I'm discussing things. For you to be able to spend money on these things, you'll have to spell it out in the objects and in the functions. Else you're not going to be able to spend. How are you going to allow money to be spent for you to build capacity progressively within the department to be able to fulfill these functions? You don't put it in your objects and you don't put it in your functions. Then if you want to create a business plan for it, then they're going to throw the business plan out. They're going to say, this does not fall within the functions of this structure. I'm raising this specifically where we had a discussion.
Well, Chair, I may...
You're trying to shift the thing to the municipalities here. That's what you do. I want the capacity to progressively be built in that unit to assist it and to oversee it. Here you're saying to provide special support for the progressive realization of capacity to assist municipalities. If you read that, that means you're creating special support outside of the unit for the municipality to be able to have that capacity. That's what those words mean. It may be something we want, but that doesn't deal with the issue that we want.
Chair, My understanding is that there are two parts of progressive realization. The one part of progressive realization of capacity is within the municipality, the capacity needs to be progressively built up in order for them to execute their mandate in terms of waste management. So that's the skills development, that's the support services to help them develop their integrated waste management plans and so on and so forth. What you're referring to here is in the process of appointing experts into the agency, we need to progressively increase the number of staff which are dedicated to this function of building local government capacity. So I think there are two parts to that. I thought that the objects and the functions of the agency should describe the outcome that we want to see from the agency, which is increased municipal capacity to manage waste. That's the outcome that we describe in the objects and functions. And I thought that we may be...
So you're busy booting me again.
No, Chair. Well, perhaps you think so.
I'm quite clear on this. You guys are rambling on about other things. I've been clear on this all the time. I support the Salga in what they said. The only thing I differed with them is that you can't immediately make it a main function and that it progressively has to be created. So it becomes like a secondary function of yours, of this unit.
So are you suggesting that in E of 34D objects, at the end here, we insert the progressive realization of municipal waste management capacity rather than...
Need something like that in the objects, and then I want to be sure that you're dealing with both the aspects that you've raised now, that they both in the function. What does C do?
C talks to the specific specialist interventions that the agency will put in place in terms of industry waste management plans, integrated waste management plans, and other tools that this Act provides for, including the support for norms and standards, and here we're talking about those legal technical norms and standards, and the
including part there, that's what we're talking about, without the progressive thing and the change, including special support
for norms and standards
within the unit for the development of unitization readers, norms and standards, and the building of municipal waste management capacity. What is that meant to be? Or am I reading it wrong?
Well, once again, I think we need to frame both aspects. One is the progressive building of the capacity within the agency to deliver the service to local government, and as well as describing the outcome we want to see in local government. After including on the third line, you insert progressive building of, and then you follow on with special support, and insert after support capacity for the development of the norms and standards, and the building of waste management. Maybe we should insert after waste management drive at the end, implementation capacity.
don't mean that I'm not going to like it all year, but it must be progressive realization that building you put later somewhere else. But it must be the progressive realization of that. I think you know what we want there with C and G. Sort them out, make sure that their work is all right. Right. And that they put that other clause there under object. Okay.
Correct. We reflect the same two aspects in the objects.
Okay. Funding of the agency. The funds of the agency consist of money derived and allocated from charges referred to in B, so that's your those levies. Income derived by it for services rendered, money approved by Parliament, voluntary contributions, donations and bequests, and income derived from investments referred to in section 342D. Do you deal anywhere else with these donations and bequests?
Well, mostly in our biodiversity entities, they have bequests, the ability to deal with bequests. But the thinking is that if we are successful in really truly lifting quality of life through the growth.
I don't have a problem with all that, but what I'm worried about is this is a place for corruption. This is a place for the undermining of whatever the government's agendas are, by donations and things like that. So all I want to make sure is that these things must be taken place in whatever manner it's prescribed, it's done properly. So that's all that worries me. Not the fact that it's there. And I'm asking, do we deal with this anywhere else in the bill? Or do we need to say, yeah, voluntary contributions who have been collected in the manner prescribed or whatever, you know? That's all I'm really asking. I know there's somewhere else here that I definitely put in an amendment where it deals something with donations about how they do it, and I added the words which have been approved by the minister. I remember that. So you will do that there. Make sure that those are, just put something that will make sure in the body of it. Yes, Ms. Holland.
Since they will be a unit within the department, the rules of the BCMA will also apply to them.
Perfect. Does any minister say in terms of sex and some sort of contemplated by? So that we make sure that these things this is a big source of problem for me in government. You go and look at various departments. Huge amounts of money are donated. They obviously follow some procedure. But I mean what really worries me is that there are conditions attached. And if it's a donation I wouldn't imagine. But when you attach conditions to it and then you have to provide government services, it is the absolute recipe for problems. So that's worrying me, okay? Make sure we just get that clear. Not the fact we don't. The agency must utilize funds to defray expenses incurred in performance functions. The agency must utilize the nation's contribution referred to so and so in accordance with the conditions. You see, this is it. Conditions, if any, imposed by the general contributor, but those conditions must be approved by the minister and are not inconsistent with the objects of the agency provisions of this act or any other law. Alright, that leads to the house just a bit. Kona, what are these donations and? So the quests are not there. The quests are left out. Either leave it out in that or then you put it there.
The quests are largely related to things like land and such and such. So if the waste agency is going them to be able to receive land for establishing a waste recycling project or something. We just want that ability.
No, it's fine. I've got no problem with that. As long as it doesn't bring that problem. So put it under three. Chief Executive Minister with the concurrence of the Minister and the Minister of Finance. Open an account for other than all money received. Chief Executive responsible and accountable to the Director General of the Department accountable for all money received by the head. You see, I want, because it's in the department, the DGM has remained the accounting authority. But the CEO is clearly going to work day to day with this stuff. Therefore, must be accountable to the Director General for those money, not to the Minister. I think the Minister doesn't deal with those things. So we just change that and make it clear that the Chief Executive, and then in the next sentence you'll see, we made the Director General as your. So you don't have two. The worst thing I've seen in departments is when you have two accounting officers. That's your recipe for disaster. The Director General of the Department is for purposes of the Republic Management and the Accounting Authority and must, okay, there we are, let me. For the full proper, Chief Executive must ensure compliance with the Republic Management Act, including those things, reporting, auditing. I mean, these are all standard things I'm going to read through this. Google property, they can inquire with the Minister's approval, that's important, the policy is anything with regard to the position. That's fine, Chief Executive of the agency. And then here they use a lot of the stuff we use in SOARs. Director must recruit, and the Minister must approve the appointment of the suitably qualified skilled person and the Chief Executive of the agency. Appoint them as the transparent and competitive process. Must not be for more than 5 years. Chief Executive must enter into a written performance agreement. Executive come with approval and may terminate the Chief Executive's employment in accordance with applicable labor law. Chief Executive must not serve for more than 2 consecutive terminations, otherwise the Minister of Finance. Where's all the disciplinary stuff? The clause we deal with the salaries, does that clearly say that the disciplinary procedures of civil service apply to all these people?
Yeah, basically what we said here is that the procedures of the Public Service Act and related regulations and directives apply to the staff of the agency, except for the remuneration, which must be agreed by the...
Very specifically say including the disciplinary procedure.
Okay.
So then we don't have to have any other procedures here. But so you're having to do that. That's the answer you have, not that you have. Huh?
Yes, but I mean, it's not the
If you're saying that that whole procedure applies, why didn't you put 5 in? Sub 5.
Okay, 5. If you look on page 26, sub 4. Sub 4.
saying you've got four now, I've gone beyond where the previous discussion was. You've got this sub four that you're referring to. Why do you need J sub five on page 24? The usual civil servant is, why do we need a clause that says the Director General may, with approval of the Minister, terminate the executive officer?
You're quite right.
Huh?
I think you're quite right.
Okay, function of the Chief Executive Officer is responding for all that. I don't even need to read into that. Now the fourth and next clause is on page 26, folks. Subject to the chief, this is what we're doing differently. The chief executive office must appoint that number of employees that are dire, responsible for the administrative control of the agency and the discipline of the employees and persons contact that must ensure compliance with applicable service and data legislation. Three, this is important. Employees referred to in subsection 1 must at least have the following expertise: resource economics, financial accounting, financial management, process chemistry or engineering, and specialized technical expertise for waste and environmental resource management fields. So that is the people that are going to be able to get different salaries. Now, I mean, I'm not an expert at all. I mean, I circled this one, legal, administrative, and corporate, because I thought there's nothing specialized about that. I see you've taken that out in agreement.
Yes, Chair, because it's now within the department and we'll use the legal administrative support of the department.
That's right. Except regard considering the scales of the duration required. Provision relating to employment practice contained apply, except with regard to consideration of scales of remuneration required by specialist and expert context applicable to the employees of the agent. Should we say all the long stuff required? Required by the specialist. With regard to confession and chemist required. What is this? Let us refer back to sub 3. Say, except for consideration of salary scales relating to the persons listed in sub 3 or something contemplated or listed or whatever you. Can you pick that up?
Yes.
Because I think this wording of required by specialist expert context, I don't actually need all that. It's already created that that's the expertise. So you're going to reword that just to refer back to that section. Despite subsection 4, the minister must determine in conjunction with the final structure of remuneration of employees of the terms of A to F, section 3, A to E, which may be different from those of the public servant, right? Service. Minister has approved the organizational stuff, code of conduct, da da da. Why code of conduct? Isn't there already a code of conduct in civil service? Isn't that going to be applicable? So is it organizational structure, structure remuneration referred to sub 5? That's sub 3 in the 5. I think a lot of your cross-references seem to be wrong. So just go through that. Then regulation for the agency. This is also a new clause. The minister must make regulations regarding any matter required to be discussed in terms of part 7. What is part
7?
It should be part 7A. What about the
waste, whatever you call it, standards or what?
Technical standards.
Well, that new chapter you're putting.
Are
we happy that everything's covered there? Yes, we are. But we'll need regulations for to regulate how we deal with that money. That's the whole point we made. We have spelled out those procedures in that in the in your in that app, that chapter. So I think you must add here any matter required to describe the terms of the levies and so on that you, how you'll deal with it. But what you've done is you've spelled it out in the chapter as how it will work in general and how it will work with the Money Act. But you've not listed. So here you need to add something about the levies.
On page 22 under financial management.
No, we're on page 28 now. So this is just your usual rules of account. No, no, there must be special regulations regulating on how the agency will receive and disburse. However you refer to it in the act, but I call it the levy. You'll use probably the money collected in terms of capital, whatever. Okay, so they'll just make that a bit tighter. Although you'll find that NSD is a catch-all. But I think there must be a reference specific to the levy as well. Then in terms of content, we don't have to read that. Okay, now the other difficult issues. Transitional revision with respect to any industry waste management plan. Page 29. Existing industry waste management plans approved prior to the commencement of the Act are subject to the provisions of this Act, including the waste charge pricing study referred to in Section 13A and any waste charge provision of the Act referred to in Section 13B. A transitional period of 6 months from the commencement of the Act referred to in Section 13B is hereby provided for to enable transitional steps detailed in Section. Let's just sort out this. I thought that you had two things there. You had 3 months from the Act coming into operation, the strategy must be done. Then it's another 3 months for the Act to be introduced to table. That will be 6 months already after the Act comes into operation. And then that Act may take some time going through Parliament. Now we say here, a transitional period of 6 months from the commencement is hereby to enable transitional steps.
So from
that possible.
From 13B, another 6 months, another 6 months already.
It'll have to probably be like that without it's not going to work. Because you wouldn't be able to deal, how would you be able to start a transitional arrangement if you don't have the strategy there and you don't have the money bill there, you wouldn't be able to then regularize. Explain that. What is it?
So, Chair, the pricing strategy would be 3 months. 13A is 3 months. Thereafter, a further 3 months. In other words, the amended act will be in effect after 6 months. Then, on top of that, you've got a further 2 months. So there's a requirement at that point for the act, if you read through these steps, for the plan to be reasonable.
Yeah, but see what you've done now. Were you saying, I can't read it so small, amended plan submitted. Now you said 2 months.
Yes.
That is now, in terms of the wording here, that'll kick in on the green thing. On the first one.
On the pricing strategy.
No. You say the app comes into operation. Let's say eight day. Then there's 3 months that the one thing that happened is 3 months of that check.
Yeah.
Until you have that, you do not know what the new things are going to be, therefore you can't start changing the old system.
Correct.
It's only from here. Even from here there's uncertainty because we don't know how long that act will take. Let's leave that out now. At least you know there's an act. So at the very least, this period can only kick in here.
Yes, it says from the commencement of the act referred to in 16.13b. So once that act has come into effect, the Section 77 Act outlined in 13b on page 13. So that 6 month period only kicks in after that. That money
but that is, you know, you can't use the word from the commencement of the act and then refer to another thing that is 6 months after the act commenced. So you have to find a different wording there to say that the transitional period will probably commence from the time that the money bill is introduced in Parliament.
Instead of from when the money bill comes into effect.
The problem with the money bill coming into effect then it becomes so uncertain, but I suppose that'll be probably a more accurate answer. That really means that is about 1 year down the line that this unseasonal period will start.
So could we make a provision, because it's actually 7 months, it's not 6 months. So if we take it through the steps, if we can just put aside the start point at this point in time, if you take it through the steps, the owner of the plan must submit the plan to the minister within 60 days of that start point. So that's 2 months. Then there's a public consultation process, which is another. Another 2 months. Okay, so then we're just sub five. Sub four, Chair, if you remember, if you look at sub four, you ask the question, what would happen if they didn't comply, if they didn't submit? So what we're saying here is in sub four, if they fail to submit, the law would require that the members of such a plan must, as of that date, so the lapse after 3 months and as of that date comply with the waste charge provision. So in other words, the members of the plan must pay the waste charge provision as provided in the Money Act on the Money Bill. So that's the consequence of failure to submit a plan for review. So then in sub 5,
okay, so
then sub 5 is the 60 days.
They must consider it, yeah. You must refer back or reject to the person or business that may have been planned or reset at the plan of 30 days by consideration. This is the reason that the amendment is referred to such a compiler of minister within 30 days consideration. The minister of Indian does not approve the municipal plan referred to in that or in plan for that 30 days. 30 days from what?
Of the rejection. Doesn't the problem
that say that?
Does not.
Where do we deal with the levy? You put it in sub 1 to say that.
In H.
But where do we say in.
In H. At the end. And members of such plan must. And members of such plan must, as of this date, comply with the waste charge provisions and procedures outlined in the money bill. And the plan must wind up as successful.
But this is when it's not when it's rejected.
Yes.
What I'm asking is, where are we specifically saying that during this transitional period, that, I mean, the most important thing we want regularized is the levy.
Correct.
Yeah, and the rest of it I'm not interested in. It's the levy I want regularized. But where do we specifically say that?
Well,
steps 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But 8, it's already rejected, so by that time the levy's going to kick in, so that doesn't solve the issue.
So do you have an envisage that in the 6 month transitional period that the members of the waste plan would stop paying the waste plan the money that they are paying them on a monthly basis?
You have to regularize in terms of the Act. The Act's going to be that that money is now going to be levied out of the money book.
Yeah, that's why we provided 6 months transitional period.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you see,
so maybe we need to
you see, this thing obfuscates what you're trying to solve. I mean, you can write it like this, but this is not your problem. Your problems are not all these. Your problem is the levy. That's what's illegal. So, you know, somewhere in this plan it must be said, yeah, one of these steps, that when they must now introduce the plan, that you must specifically, the plan must specifically include how any aspects of the levy will be entered and phased out within that time frame and regularized in terms of the new act. That's the real thing we want fixed up. There's nothing else that we want fixed up. You guys may want to go and create new plans and extra people to have waste. I'm not interested in those things because that you can do. But what I'm interested in somewhere yet, we must have very clear that during that period. So there's two things that have to change here for me at this stage. The one is from when this kicks in. Now, obviously, the only logical thing to say is a transitional period of 6 months will start from the commencement of the Act referred to, and then you have to refer to the money book.
Which is 13B.
13B.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then it is right, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought that's not a levy.
That's the money bill.
Okay. So then that's fine. That one's fine. Then the only other thing is that we must spell out here that when they introduce that plan to regularize it, that they must specifically, that the levy, whatever you call it now in your plan, that has been provided for in the present plans, must be regularized in terms of this legislation, and therefore must a plan must be given how it will be phased out and ended within the time that's provided, whatever the time is. I don't know if there's a
6 months. Within the 6 months referred to.
So that's the only thing I want you to specifically spell out. Maybe then the other stuff will work for us.
So, Chair, I would suggest in sub 3, on the fourth line.
No, that's fine. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Don't think about it. All right. And then that takes us, we've already done that definition. Now the commencement clause. Why not the clauses D, 34A to L? Do you know what that means? Who then is going to do all these transitional arrangements if that structure doesn't exist? And you're not setting it up. So, but the point is, I mean, you're going to regularize it only in 2015. I mean, the structure can be set up. I mean, you know, a budget, what do you mean? This is something in your department. It's not something outside of your department. So the space is in the department. Everything is in the department. You can start a process of finding the CEO. Otherwise, you have to start all that stuff in 2015. That doesn't seem right.
Okay.
The mere fact that you're putting it in, I mean, I can't see anything that holds you up to start that stuff.
Except for budget allocation, appropriation from Parliament.
What budget do you need?
Well, we need personnel budget. We need some operational
waste
budget.
Waste is existing at the moment, so waste is there to do. They're not going to get more stuff. Then what you start doing is you start looking for when the CEO, and then the CEO starts looking for specialists. And, that will all start happening. At some stage, that will start happening. But I don't think you need to wait for a budget. But you don't have to appoint those people until you have a budget.
Correct. Absolutely.
And all you're doing here is you're tying your hands now to wait till 2015 before you even start with it.
Right.
That makes sense.
So the process...
Maybe what you only thing you may need, go look at the Act carefully. The only thing you may need is that when the unit starts kicking in and becomes viable and it has those tasks, maybe because you don't have staff yet, you may have to look at whether you want to say that someone else in the department can fulfill those functions till the structure is properly up and running. That's maybe the only thing, which is it. So maybe you just look at the unit skills like that. But if someone then said, but you're acting illegally because you, the DDG, responsible waste, have not got the mandate of the agency, you may want to just in the transitional arrangement regularize that in a way. Okay, so let's see. You'll change that away in other way. Only regularize department performing functions until agency operationalized. Okay. See why I said I was so surprised that they did such a good job. They can work if they want to. They get the big bucks, so you can push them. But there's a reason why they get the big bucks. All right, members, can you mandate me that they will now make these a few amendments, which are not many. Fix up that definition a little bit. Fix up the transitional arrangement a little bit, and there's one or two other things a little bit that can be fixed up. So small things. Can you mandate me that when they send me the amendments, again in color, a new one in color, that I look at that, and when it's ready, I then send it to you guys for your caucus discussion and so on, and we're going to leave. And then we have a bill. Of course, you'll always still be able to move amendments at before adoption. But at least that gets us a little in circulation. And that they will make sure that there's a slide presentation that explains this nicely to caucuses, that I can go there and explain it nicely. Can I do with that?
Yes.
And everyone happy in principle with what we've got here? Happy with the waste definition, happy with the powers and 28 about who does these waste things, happy about the agency, and how we've said that. We're going to only decide one thing now. And then happy about the transitional rates. Okay. The principle we have to hold. Now, not agency, what? Unit, directorate.
Not directorate.
Think of other names.
Well, unit's the biggie. I've been the head of a unit for a long time.
And you don't feel you have any power.
Well, it's a bit, it doesn't actually provide the...
Give me something else.
Your views on the agency, it's in the context of the bad experiences of the department and generally the agency. But when you look at the fact that the government's for a lot of the execution of a lot of the work of many departments, it isn't...
Are you going the wrong route?
Yeah.
I'm totally opposed to the government doing this.
I'm coming to something now, which is what you have in Treasury, the technical assistance unit there. But it's a totally different context. It's very advisory, it's support type of stuff. This one here...
I'm not going to call it an agent. It's not an agent. So I want you to give me another name, give me a chance to give me a name. Agency has huge legal connotations. It means that. The whole concept of agency means that you act on behalf of someone. Yeah, you're not acting on it. In fact, you yourself in this act at one place say you can charge services except to the department, because you're part of the department. You're not a charge service to the department.
Euro?
That's it. There we are. That's supposed to work. Euro? Sounds like really something. It sounds like very much some part of the security structure of the apartheid regime, but okay.
What?
But Euro is probably something. You know, you need to give it some name. Look, I'm going to give you a chance to look at this. Just know that agency does work. And you guys get out a name. You guys look around. Often we do that often. I did it with the criminal justice office or whatever. Yeah. So look at those things. You guys come up with something, okay? And so on. And then I'll look at it. And then with that, you do me the slide presentation, then I'll circle it to members, then you have three things ready. You have NEMLA, you have National Water stuff ready, you have the waste ready. And you have two slide presentations you can fix up for yourself, your party, of course.
Waste management center.
Was that good?
Yeah, my center already in the department.
Well, that's why we're going to leave it to you. Come with anything except agency. Because for your purposes, the name is not important. For your purposes, all the things, the powers we've given it, particularly the power that they can have different staff. That's all that's important for you. You don't need anything else. That's what I've learned about legislation. Legislation, you can do anything you can, write down. Can do it in legislation. The only thing that you have to be careful, like this case here, is that when you use terminology that has a particular meaning and then you give it another meaning of this, judges and so on are not clear at all. Then, so they will in the next institute, in the next day or two, and it's not going to be longer than the next day or two, literally. In fact, it can't be longer than tomorrow. Because from that moment onwards, I'm just pushing myself up. I went for a haircut. My wife bought a nice shirt for me. There's a new shirt. I've never bought a new shirt to go to anything, even on my wedding. But now I'm getting into one with this state of the nation. I think my wife knows something I don't know from my last time in Parliament, so she's now preparing me and bringing me a special shirt so we can hang it there in the frame of the house that we... This was the last time that he went to anything that was important and so on. So that might all be ready by tomorrow, because from then onward I'm getting ready, my friend. I'm getting ready for this big debate. I'm ready for it, my new shirt. Okay? Still old shoes, old socks, old underpants, old pants. But new shirt. Let's go there. Of course, I'm going to give myself a head. Okay, and then the only other thing then is that depending on how these things go and how I see other things are going, I imagine caucuses are only going to really meet this weekend. So I'm going to go in and see now, so you guys need to go in. I'm just trying to think where we're going to vote on this. We're going to have to vote on that Tuesday. Which is the one after the caucuses. Which is the week that the bills are being started to be debated. Some of the bills are already going to be on the order paper that week. We only have that week and the next week that 76 bills can be debated. So,
I'm
at the end of that week. Well, maybe what we'll have to do is maybe we must put it on for voting for next Tuesday. And obviously for parties that don't have a mandate yet, clearly they can just abstain. We know what your views are on the thing, so it doesn't really matter. It's just for you to properly process it to your party before you express the public, or maybe it's your party disagrees with something. And that'll leave open. Okay, so we'll keep next Tuesday and Wednesday open for if we have to vote on this stuff. And as I say, other parties that don't have a mandate will just abstain, and we can just still have a quorum, that's fine. Is that okay? We do it like that? That's the plan. So then, of course, then we definitely can't do the water research, because next week is then to finalize these processing. So next week we can't do water research, so after next week we'll then see if we want to do it in the week after, because then basically all the work's done. And we'll get it then. Okay? Alright. So we've already got, how many submissions did we get? Three. Okay, any questions? Well, I'm now expecting you guys, I'm sorted out with them now. So all documents that must be with that, so objects that must, you guys must make sure it's there. You know, you must make 100% sure those things are done. Ms. Wenger?
Okay, I'm just
wondering if
we have not approved any minutes.
Very,
very long time. And
you can decide,
and
we have not approved. Shaleka, want to keep your work? We're targeting, not next week, we'll target these amendments. The week after that, I mean, so next, the end of next week, you and whoever, all your Shireen and Mr. Watts and Mr. Mahungula, Mahungufala, much easier to say Tomari. Between the four of you, all the minutes must be ready at the end of next week. End of next week. Remember how we draft minutes. That's why I'm still pissed that we haven't got minutes done. Is input given, we just say input, you attach it. So there's one little half a sentence. You don't even do anything. Don't say, Ms. Wenger said this and Mr. This said that. I mean, there's nothing of that. The only minutes we do detail is the ones that we do next week, is the ones where we pass a bill or any other report, by the way. There we do more specific minutes, but particularly bills, every clause. So you guys must be ready to do that. But by the end of next week, all those minutes will be ready. Ms. Wenger, right, that is one job that's outstanding. Then, Scott, huh? Did you serve it last year? Can I ask, can we create a team? JJ, you convene the team with either Ms. Wenger or Francois and Beryl to be part of a team. We were given a package of minutes at the end of last year. And you just go through those and make sure that we're happy with the minutes. That'll make it much easier for us. And all the new ones you create also go straight to that team. They process them for us. By end of next week, they'll be able to get the new ones and then say, we're ready with these. And we can go. We still go through them, but at least we know that they've been done and they're ready. Okay. JJ, you'll convene that, okay? You'll make sure that get a meeting going. And make sure that the few of them have all the documents. Each one has a package. So I know what happens. Even mine, I mean, is somewhere lost now. I mean, there could be a body under it at the moment, and I wouldn't even know that lying there. So make sure they get all that stuff that can process, okay, for us, that team has done, okay? Anyone else who feels they want to be part of that team, please feel. Of course, the staff are all part of that to go through it, okay? So if they want things fixed up, they quickly do it, and we have all those minutes ready, okay? Gigi, you guys will drive that process, okay? Alf?
Okay, I just want to, on behalf of the Minister and the DG, to thank the committee for all the hard work that they've put into these bills. It's really most appreciated. We believe that this is essential for us to accelerate job creation, to enable us to accelerate job creation through growing the environment sector. So we thank the committee very much.
That's fine. We'll also thank later. But you see, the thing is, I don't want to be disparaging. The fact of the matter is, if people are able to execute our instructions, then I'm prepared to go the extra mile and sit and do work after hours more. I'm happy to do all those things to get this committee going. The problem is when those things don't, when there's not a reciprocation, then I just get absolutely powerless, which has happened with the water department. There still has to be consequences, but I just don't know what. So likewise, you guys done great work, and we'll thank the other properly during the debate when we pass this subject. Okay. Anyone else happy? All right. So we adjourn for today. We adjourn for tomorrow, so we can all go comb my hair. We adjourn for Thursday. The next time, Charlie can go comb his hair. There's a lot of time there. Nice little. You know, flat it like. You look very nice. You put your flat away, Charlie. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning next week, we sit aside to vote. And the week after, minutes, and we'll see whether there's any other vote. And then hopefully there's no other work for the year. Okay? Oh, sorry, there was one thing. Scotney?
Yes?
That report on the Rhino workshop. I know you sent it to me sometime, but it's also disappeared under files of work. What I suggest is just send a copy to all members so that they can have a look at it, and we can then also in that we see how we want to process it, if we want to process it, okay? So any ideas you have already, start talking to Scotty, where you think there's things left out of the report. Scotty got adding it, even although we haven't processed it, and it's much easier than to rather take it out or put it in if it's necessary, okay? So you two must make sure that that report is also done for us, okay? In line with, so please give a copy to every member so they can have a look at it. Is that everything? Anything else we've not processed? I think that's it. Okay, we'll see each other next Tuesday, and I'll send you the meter. You are the NSC, though. We need you to make it to the finish. Exactly. So I say, that's where it should be picked up. Remember, you must be in the Zulu account. The Zulu account is where all the members come from. Pick that up quickly. And an administrator. Stay all the way, all the Zulu account people are saying, they know. They're growing there all the time, so they say. You know, and I was born and I'm not getting any benefits from American born. Whom's in them are not saying, but this is our own way. They look after this. Whom's in the air is our own way.